Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Let me drip my audio here.
Hey, all right. How we doing? How we doing?
I am well. Let me find my little light.
Okay.
I don't even need it because I'm only using audio, so.
No problem. If you want the video for later, you got it.
I have helmet head, so I can't use this video.
Don't you worry about a thing. All is good.
So we are now beginning. Greetings, everyone. Here I am again. Dr. Betty Speaks here on my personal podcasting, Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. I always tell people that this is a phenomenal show that has the intention of motivating plus inspiring others that to the point where they will be filled with wisdom that will awaken their hope, their ambition, faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage listeners that are worldwide. You have to know that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So I thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday, where you will be listening to nothing but stone cold truth. So if you're lacking right now in motivation, to the point where you're keeping yourself stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. Today, I have with me a phenomenal mentor. He is someone that is making moves every second of the day. And I personally get the opportunity to intrude on him just for a couple of minutes today, because I want him to talk to our audience about what it is about concerning his being a father, a daddy's father, you know, I'm a daddy's girl. What it's like having a daddy's daughter. I'm thinking that he may have two daughters, but I don't know for sure. But as I bring our guest on today, I want you to listen attentively to what he has to say. And I promise you, he's going to drop some valuable lessons that will teach you how to become either a better father, a better daughter or son, even a better mom for most of you that are those moms that are playing or carrying both roles. So I'm going to move out of the way just for a second and bring on my phenomenal guest, Dr. Vernay. Are you there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty, for having me on the Overcoming Battles show. I am thoroughly excited each and every opportunity that I get to sit and talk with you. You know, as I think about the topic that we're discussing today, fatherhood, Father's Day, being a dad, a daddy, being a person of influence, you know, I'm reminded of several different things. As a father, you get the opportunity to shape, to shift, to mold, and to help a soul to become malleable. You know, what I love about fatherhood is that it's in the form of stewardship, meaning you have to be a good steward of the ship in which you've been given charge or influence over. So when I look at fatherhood, Dr. Betty, I say to myself, I want to be a good steward of time, a good steward of talent, a good steward of energy, a good steward of effort and effectiveness and efficiency. Why is this so important? All of us, Dr. Betty, get 24 hours in a day. But we truly are separated by how we produce in those 24 hours. If there were two things that I could tell your listening audience today, is life is about producing and about serving. And even in the realm of fatherhood, that is exactly what you were created to do and to be. You are created to produce and you're created to serve. So when we talk about stewardship, it's the dichotomy, if you would, of your humanity and divinity coming together to clash to be a good steward over the time in which God gave you. Now, if you're blessed to have children, my, then you understand that life is short and time is limited. So you've got to decide that you're going to become a good steward of time, a good steward of effort and energy, but most importantly, you want to be effective and efficient in your doing so. Now, that's just the beginning. So wherever you want to go today, Dr. Betty, I am ready, willing, and able.
You know what, sir? I am in awe with what, everything he just said. He made me kind of want to, I wanted my father to be here to hear everything you just said, sir. So I want to talk to the fathers that are out there that have these tough subjects to give to their daughters. What are the tough, what are those secrets that every father's daughter should know?
Well, I love the fact that you even prefaced it from that perspective. Every father, hear me clearly. Now, I'm going to date myself a little bit. When we start talking about secrets and secret garden and this and that, here's what I want you to know. Fathers, keep no secrets from your daughters. I'm going to say that again. Fathers, keep no secrets from your daughters. Why? Because you are the first reflection of one authority that your daughter's ever going to see. You are the first reflection of manhood that your daughter is ever going to see. And you're the first reflection of influence, most than not, that your daughter will ever see. So keep no secret from your daughter, meaning help your daughter to understand that life is hard. It's hard from the perspective of I got to get what I need to get done so that I can take care of my responsibility. Now, let's pause for the cause. You see, as a father, you're no longer thinking about yourself. You're no longer going the road and just trying to be the warrior for yourself. You are now, watch this, a person who has authority and responsibility over a child. And this is important. Why is it important? Because in order for our children to understand authority and responsibility, guess what they must do? They must be able to see responsibility and authority being played out, acted out, and lived out in their daily life. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be something as simple as taking out the trash, turning off the lights, cutting the grass, ensuring that the home is taken care of, protecting, provision. It could be progress. It could be whatever you end up showing. Remember this, someone is always watching. And as a father, you need to understand that your family should be your number one cheerleader, but you got to give them something to cheer for. And in order to do that, you've got to watch this. You've got to stand up, set a standard, and begin to teach that standard. So when I think of secrets, no secrets whatsoever. Everything that is in me, I want to pour into them. So I have two daughters, Dominique and Renee. One will be 20 this year and the other will be 18. I believe if I were to ask them or put them on any show anywhere, that they would echo the very same sentiment that I'm echoing here. My dad keeps no secrets because he wants to train, teach, consult, coach, and help us to see life from a totally different perspective. The moment that you start holding back is the moment that you start hindering them from being the best possible version of themselves that they can be. So train them financially, train them relationally, train them spiritually, train them physically. Why? Because long after you are gone, the principles, the practices, the philosophies that you have left behind for them is what they are going to use, Dr. Betty, throughout the rest of their life. So secrets? Oh no, no secrets here. Let's show them what we know and watch this. Let's grow together. What about that?
That was phenomenal. You actually went on into my next question because I was gonna say, what legacy, what imprint are you leaving with your daughters, and what should that imprint be for others? But you went on into that, but I want you to repeat it just in case others didn't get it, because you said my daughters will know, and you just listed off several things, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me, I'm gonna go forward then come back.
Okay.
So when you talk about legacy and you talk about imprint, it is so important to remember this. Every day you are leaving a legacy. The question is, what type of legacy are you leaving? For me, I teach everywhere that I go that transparency is freedom. That's why I say there are no secrets. Because when transparency becomes your way of life, people can watch this. They can see through you, meaning I'm not trying to get anything from you. I'm trying to walk alongside you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to watch this multiply and exponentially grow. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to subtract from you. I only want you to take what is good and what is acceptable so that you can be better than I am. I want you to have all the knowledge that you need. Where I messed up, I want you to literally leap and bound past that. But I have to be able, as a father, to share my mess ups, my hiccups, my falls. I need to share with you when I bruised my heel, or when this happened, or when I made a silly mistake, when my heart may have been too big and I tried to do something for someone who didn't know how to respect me. But if I don't teach you that, then you're going to fall victim to the exact same thing that I fell victim to. So as a father, you also need to know the lane of mentorship that you have to give to your children, and especially when we're talking about our daughters. Mm. Now, when we look at the legacy that you want to leave a financial legacy. You want to leave a physical legacy. You want to leave a mental legacy. You want to leave a spiritual legacy. Why do you want to leave all of these things? Because life cannot be lived without these facets. You see, many people talk about the three or the four-legged stool, but I'm talking about the foundation of life. And in order for you to have a solid foundation in your life, you're going to need to think about your finances. You're going to need to think about your future. You're going to need to think about your friends. You're going to need to think about your family. And you're going to need to think about your faith first and foremost. So if you are going to live a life where you're overcoming battles and taking land and becoming a warrior and a champion, then you're going to have a solid and firm foundation. And that's where it starts, by simply communicating and communicating effectively with your family, your children, so on and so forth. Talk to me, Dr. Betty.
You know... I cannot, sir. I honestly want to just grab you through here and bring you to church with me tomorrow for Father's Day and have you on the platform. But I know you have your own congregation that you are speaking to. And honestly, the things you have said, they have been echoed. The listeners have, they have been listening to these every Sunday. They have been, most of the speakers are echoing the same thing. I have a different question from you that came up this week from one of our listeners. And that was, I am that mom. I don't have that father in my life like you. What can you tell your daughters that may end up in the same situation? Or what can you talk to me about, knowing that your daughters would not, because you have taught them morals and values? Talk to me as a single mom, and how can I raise my boys or my girls up with the values and the morals that you're speaking of?
Absolutely. And what a wonderful and phenomenal question to ask. I know that there are so many people who find themselves in this situation. And first and foremost, let me tell you, thank you. Thank you. You are seen. You are loved. You are heard. You are appreciated, because everybody doesn't get the exact same start. But here's what we do know. What we know is you are enough. What we know is that you can, watch this, you can pour out what is in you, and that which is not, you can also get others who come around you. We call it a village. You see, just because you're a single mom or a single dad, does that mean that you don't have a village that you can surround your children with? Absolutely not. Why? Because we are people, and people need other people. I need you. You need me. We're all a family, whether you look like me or not. So the very first thing that I would tell a single parent, a mother or a father, when raising children, is it takes a village. Now, the key is to make sure that your village has your best interest at heart, because oftentimes people start reaching for help in all of the wrong places. So let me start off by saying this. You want like-minded people, not robots. You want like-minded people, not yes men or yes women. You want like-minded people that will still look you square in the eye and say, that's not right. You may want to reconsider this. Have you considered that? What basis are you basing your decision from? You see, I believe in having people who challenge me, because I don't want a mundane life. I don't want an ordinary life.
Yeah.
I want people who are going to stretch me and push me and propel me into my greatness. So with that, as a single parent, you want to surround yourself with, watch this, people who are going where you desire your children to go. People who can pour into your child, because your child may have an affinity or a knack for music or for sound or for this or relations or drawing or whatever it is. I'm not telling you that you have to be a sports fanatic. No, I'm saying it may be Shakespeare. It may be reading. It may be writing. It may be caricatures or drawing cartoons. It may be poetry. But find people who can pour into your children that you can trust. And that is the number one key. The second thing is to make sure that your children are involved in things that will stretch their mind. You see, long gone are the days of sitting a child in front of the TV and using the TV as a babysitter. It is time for us to set that standard that say that you can be and do whatever it is that you desire, despite where you start, because your start doesn't determine your end. What determines your end is what your intake is. You see, you got an ear gate, which is one area. You have an eye gate, which is another area. And then you also have a mouth. But you were given two ears on purpose so that you can listen more than you speak, right? And utilizing that, you've got to be careful on what you, watch this, focus on, because your eye gate is truly a way into your soul. So the things that you are watching, the things that you are listening to, the things that you let get close to you is what determines your future. So if I'm a dad, and I'm a single dad, then I'm going to get around people who know how to treat their daughters. I'm going to ask mothers who love their daughters and ask them, how do you see this being effective in their life? If I see someone who has children that is killing the game in whatever aspect, I'm going to be bold enough to ask the question, how? What did you do? Is there a blueprint that you don't mind sharing? And our issue, Dr. Betty, is this. We see, but we don't seek. We see, but we don't seek. And because we don't seek, we don't get the true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that comes along with what we see. We want to imitate that which we weren't willing to understand. And because of that, we find ourselves being light years off from where we desire to be. So, ma'am, sir, what I tell you as a single parent, number one, I salute you. I champion you. I celebrate you. But I also ask you to be bold enough to ask the simple question when you don't have the answer. Hopefully that has helped a little bit.
And I wish I could do that high pitch like you normally do when you get all excited and you're saying something of truth. See, and don't seek. He said that. I had to write that down because that's a novel. That's a novel right there. Listen, sir, time is of essence when it comes to you. I just have one final question, and then I would like for you to just tell folks how they can get in touch with you. Because the question is, you say be productive or be...
replace. Absolutely.
Be productive or be replaced. And replace. How does that tie in with our fathers this month, this year, next Absolutely. Year?
Every year, every Come day on, that ends in Y. Dr. Betty, let me share this with you. You know, one thing I know for sure is that we all get the same 24 hours, but we're separated by how we produce in them. So when I say be productive or be replaced, it has many meanings.
Yes.
Find me a father figure, right? I can find someone who's going to love me like they're supposed to, who's going to teach me and mentor and coach me, who's going to provide for me and protect me, who's going to literally show me how to live this thing called life. But you have the opportunity. There is only one you with one fingerprint, one retina, one pattern of hair on your head. But if you don't do your part, please, ma'am, please, sir, recognize that God will replace you. You see, we were all created with the same measure of faith, and we all have our own assignments. But the moment that we step outside of our assignment and we don't do what we were created to do, guess what? Someone is coming up and they will do the job that God requires. So when I say be productive or be replaced, listen, if you don't want to be a father, that's your problem. But don't put that on your children. If you don't want to be a mom, that's your problem. But don't put that on your children. Your children did not ask to come into this world. So just same way that you got together and you procreated, then now you have to take the time to take responsibility for your actions instead of only wanting authority without responsibility. So you cannot be productive and find yourself being mute. You cannot be productive and find yourself being absent. You cannot be productive if you're not going to show up. So please, ma'am, please, sir, understand the statement of being productive or being replaced literally helps you to recognize that you have a purpose. Now, if you're not living up to that purpose, if you're not doing your part, recognize that you will be replaced. Now, I know it's a harsh statement, but it's a statement that reminds us nonetheless how important every single day, every single minute, and every single second is in life. If you don't do your part, I promise you, somebody else will. So please, ma'am, be productive. Please, sir, be productive so that you won't have to be replaced.
Hallelujah. Honestly, fathers, that's moms, that's it. Be productive or be replaced. If you want to get in touch with Professor Verne Joseph, he has his own ministry. He has his own initiative. He's doing so many things, so productive. Listen, he's replacing a lot of folks out there that are not doing anything. Sir, tell us how we can get in touch with you. If you have a media, your platform, phone numbers, we're all ears once again.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you once again, Dr. Betty, first and foremost, for this opportunity to be on Overcoming Battles and teaching people how they can overcome what they thought they once could not. That, first and foremost, deserves an applause. And I just want to say Thank you. Me personally, I'm not hiding. I'm a simple man with a simple plan to help as many people to be productive before my eyes close and there's no more breath inside my lungs. So if you Google me, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, whatever you Google, just Vernet A. Joseph, and you will find me. I am on all social media platforms at Dr. V.A. Joseph. My websites, they're out there, Live to Produce, Productive Business Network. I mean, there's so many out there. Not to be facetious, it's not about me. It's about how I can help you to be a better version of you. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful for this opportunity and time. Thank you for listening. If you heard anything on this broadcast that could resonate with your mind, your body, your soul, then all I ask you to do is to hashtag overcoming battles or hashtag be productive or be replaced. I am extremely grateful for every opportunity to share what God has done in, with, and through me, and to always connect because I believe in the power of collaboration. So to all of you, what I'd like to say is be innovative, be productive, but most of all, live your life to the fullest as you live to produce. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
No, thank you, sir. I just want to close out by saying, remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So thank you once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This was a phenomenal show. You have the opportunity to reach out, give feedback also, and let us know how you felt or what was your takeaway from today's episode of Being a Great Father. Thank you so much for tuning in as well.
I speak the international transformational storytelling, just what you need. Time to listen now for motivation on a journey to steady speaks.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.